chance for a play action pass or that run to the outside. Can't let that burn you again.
Going for two now from the 8-yard line. Same formation. Power eye to the right. Now man motion, Wade Wilson to the left, and it's a pitch out to the left to Ben Matthews, trying to find that, and he's brought down to the 4-yard line by Isaac Warzynski, and the Bearcats retain the lead, 8-6 with 11:03 remaining in the first half, right here on the WLW Sports Network. Bearcats leading by two.
Are you looking for the latest local football scores, game stats, and highlights? The Huron Daily Tribune has all the latest scores, game stats, interviews, and game highlights on MichiganStumb.com, and click on Prep Zone. Maybe you missed that game you wanted to attend? Just go to MichiganStumb.com and click on Prep Zone near the top of the page for all the latest local sports scores and information. Brought to you all season by Sure Healthcare Network, Browns Marketplace, McLaren Thumb Region, and Hills and Dales General Hospital. Go to MichiganStumb.com and click on Prep Zone. Again, that's MichiganStumb.com and click on the Prep Zone. All fall sports will be featured on the Prep Zone at MichiganStumb.com. Tonight's game is sponsored by Huron County Health Department, Orion Physical Therapy, and Ace Hardware.
To six, Obley leading, but Vail City finds the end zone a minute and 20 later than the Bearcats did after a 59-yard drive, including a 60-yard touchdown run. That's right, Wade Wilson breaks out from 60 yards, and a squib kick comes in at the 28-yard line by number 22, Kyle Sweeney. Breaks out one tackle and drags his defender all the way out to the 47-yard line. And leading the tackling was Cade Block, the sophomore for Beale City, pulled up from JV in the postseason. First and 10 for the Ugly Bearcats at their own 46-yard line, right to left across your radio, leading 8-6.
Nice job by Kyle Sweeney. He plays just up a little bit, about the 30-yard line, and they squib kick it into the wind this time, not allowing it to hang up there. But it hops right into his arms, and he does a great job. Get two hands on the ball. You are not the guy that's supposed to be returning. You're supposed to be blocking. So he does an excellent job covering the football up and makes a guy miss and gives Ugly really good field position to start this drive.
Second half or second quarter now. Casey Sweeney had a handoff to Kyle Noberski. He falls forward to the 49-yard line. This is going to be a gain of three. Tackle made by Justin Graverett. He plays nose guard for the senior Beale City Aggies. 10:44 remain in the first half. 8-6 Ugly leading.
Go right back to the play that scored him a touchdown the last time they had the ball. And Kyle Noberski gets it around the right side, and he just powers his way through and gets that standard mark that the Bearcats are looking for. He gets three on first down going over the right side.
The Ugly Bearcats coming out of the huddle, working off the right hash, right to left across your radio, leading by 2 points with 10 minutes and 20 seconds before the half. Casey Sweeney under center, three-man backfield, as has been all season long. And quarterback keeper around the left side. Casey Sweeney has the edge, has positive yards into Beale City territory, breaks out his first tackle and dives and forced out of bounds at the 40-yard line. That is going to be enough for a first down, move the chains. A total run of 12 yards on that one for the Ugly Bearcats into Beale City territory.
And that's a great run. And sometimes when Casey Sweeney runs that, because he's running right at us, it's easy to see, is when he sees a defender coming, he jumps to his left, which is going back farther back into your own territory. Well, you don't want to lose more yards than what this play is already could do for you. But he gets a block on the end, and then it's a race to the sideline. He shakes off a Trey Small tackle and is able to get a first down and a 12-yard run down the sideline. Great play execution and blocking up front by the Bearcats.
First and 10 for the Bearcats at the Beale City 40-yard line, 10 minutes in the second quarter. 8-6 Bearcats over the Yankees. Sweeney under center, hands off to Kyle Noberski to the right side, and he's gang tackled down to the 36-yard line. That'll be a gain of four on the play. Tackle made by Talon Neath, defensive end, 5'7", 165-pound senior for Beale City. Second down and six from the 36-yard line.
Very big variety of players for Beale City. Is you talk about, you know, Seth Schaefer being 6'3", 235, and probably going to go on and play football next year for a collegiate team. And then You see guys making impacts like Trey Small, 5'6", 113. The guy you just mentioned there, Clark, another undersized guy. They're not overwhelmingly big. They have a couple positions where they're big, but the Bearcats are used to that. They can game plan around those people or go right at them if they feel need to.
Casey Sweeney, the keeper on the right side this time, has a lead blocker, knees has no one in front of him. Casey Sweeney into the end zone, touchdown, Bearcats. Casey Sweeney from 36 yards out gives the Bearcats their second score of the day, and they extend their lead back out to 8 points, potentially down to 10, as they now lead 14-6.
Wow, what a play. And how many times can you keep going to the well? And that's what Bill Sweeney does. If he finds a play that beats you, he comes right back with it until you stop it. And he does a little run in there, sells it. But Casey, with a big run to the left, gets 12 yards. You see a play or two in the middle. And then just like that, if there's anybody that sells it any better than Casey Sweeney, I'd like to meet him. But he certainly showed like he handed it off and then hesitates just a second like he doesn't have the ball and then explodes around the right side. And again, the blocking, phenomenal down the field. There's Aggies all over the place, but nobody near the football. Casey Sweeney scores down the right end, and they're looking to get another two-point conversion.
Trying to make this a 16-6 ball game, 9:15 left in the second quarter. Sweeney is under center. A delayed handoff to 44, Shane Ossentoski. He's stopped in the backfield. No gain, and the two-point conversion is no good. Tackle made by Ben Matthews for Beale City. So the score remains a one-possession ball game. Ubley 14, Beale City 6, right here on the WLW Sports Network.
Here in Auto Parts, your auto value store, one block south of the light in downtown Bad Axe, is your source for both easy and hard-to-find parts for cars, heavy-duty trucks, off-road, marine, lawn and garden equipment, and more. They have access to over 1.9 million parts and accessories in auto value warehouse inventory, including Payton Body Supplies, Performance Parts, Parts for Imports, and Snowplow Parts. That's at Huron Auto Parts, your go-to auto value store, one block south of the light in downtown Bad Axe. Long before becoming your auto value store, Huron Auto Parts lived by the motto,
service is the difference, we get it.
Bearcat offense picking up where they left off from a week ago against Novell. They now have two scores already. 15 minutes into the ball game, they lead the Beale City Aggies 14-6. After Casey Sweeney, 36-yard run around the right end into the end zone. Touchdown, Ubley. They now lead 14-6.
A big drive there by the Bearcats and showing different ways to score the football out of that wing tee. You saw a play-action pass on the last series that set up a Colin Oberski run. This time they use Shane Ossentoski to set up Casey Sweeney running to the outside, and he's able to get free, but the blocking has been phenomenal.
The squib kick comes in at Ryan Ames' hands. He's still on his feet all the way out to the 47-yard line. A nice return for Beale City. Tackle made by Isaac Wierzynski for the Ubley Bearcats, and the Beale City Aggies have their best field position of the day to start a drive. First and 10 from their own 47, a 53-yard field to work with.
Amazing how these big games where special teams is part of the action and is the most important part of the game. Field position battle has been won by Beale City today, but the Bearcats have been able to overcome all the odds from starting a drive on their own half-inch yard line. But this time, though, the Aggies respond with a nice kick return of their own as they're going to start at their own, looks like, 47-yard line.
Logan Shillman wide to the right. Jack Schaefer under center. Two-man backfield favoring the right side. Wing back to the left. That's Wade Wilson. Back to pass. Satan in pocket throws downfield to Shillman. This one's up, and this one's in and out of the hands. Good coverage there from Levi Peruski at the 23-yard line. That very well could have been pass interference, but none called regardless in favor of the Bearcats. And now second down and 10 from the 48.
And if you're if you're the Bearcats secondary, you have to be careful. Levi Peruski, he got his hands up in the air. Doesn't put him on the receiver. He must have got his head around. I didn't see it because I thought if he doesn't turn around and look for the ball, then you're going to get called. But in this case, he shows his hands up in the air, just trying to knock the ball down. The ball's a little underthrown as well, and the Bearcats get away with a potential big pass interference call.
Hand off to TJ Max, and he's across midfield into Ubley territory, down to the 49-yard. They're going to mark him down, actually, Bam at the 49-yard line. Tackle made by Ethan Smalley. A gain of 4 on the play. Third down and 6 for the Beale City Aggies in Ubley territory.
And for Beale City, that's a nice little run to come back with. But I love the play call. We've been looking at it, talking about it on the breaks. It's one-on-one coverage out there, and they got some big-time receivers, some big receivers to throw the ball to. Logan Chilman, 6'2", 160, a significant height advantage over guys like Levi Peruski. Don't be surprised if they dial up that play again and see if they